Today's story is The Big Princess by Taro Miura, read by Lindsay. The Big Princess. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a king and queen. The king and queen had no children of their own, but they had a beautiful garden full of all kinds of flowers. It was their pride and joy, and each blossom was tended with the greatest love and care. One night, a white bird came to the king in his dreams. It had a message for him. "You and your queen will be sent a child," the bird said. "Go to your garden when you wake. There, among your flowers, you will find a princess, as sweet and charming as your most cherished blossom. But be warned, the princess is under a spell. If you are able to break this spell, the princess will become your true daughter."
"And if I cannot break it?" asked the king.
"Then your kingdom will fall to ruins and be lost forever." When morning came, the king remembered his strange dream. Could it be true? He leaped out of bed and ran to the garden. He searched high and low, but the princess was nowhere to be found. "It was just a dream after all," thought the king, his heart heavy. But then he heard a little voice.
"Your Majesty."
The king turned around, and there, perched on a dew-speckled leaf, was a lovely, tiny princess. Very carefully, the king placed the princess in his hand and carried her to his queen. When the queen saw the tiny princess, she was overjoyed. Then the king told her about his dream. What spell could the princess be under? And if they failed to break it, what would happen to their kingdom? But the more the queen looked at the perfectly lovely little princess, the more she could not believe that someone so precious would ever bring them harm. The happy queen wanted to prepare a bed for her tiny princess right away. But what kind of bed would she sleep in? The princess was so little! Then the queen had an idea. She pulled a feather out of her crown and laid the princess on it. The tiny princess floated up and down on her fluffy, feathery bed. The next morning, to everyone's surprise, the princess had grown, and the feather bed had already become too small for her. So the queen found a little ring box. The sparkly box was the perfect bed for the little gem of a princess. But the next day, oh no, the princess had grown again! And now her ring box bed was too small for her. The queen looked again, and this time she found her favorite teacup. She filled it with soft, fluffy cotton, and what a wonderful bed it was for the little princess. Until the next day, when the little princess had grown again. Now even the teacup bed was too small for her. So the queen searched for a new bed once more and found a cuddly teddy bear. The teddy bear's tummy was soft and warm, and the little princess was very cozy and happy. But to everyone's astonishment, as the days went by, the princess kept growing and growing until at last she was even too big for a child's bed. In fact, every single bed made for the little princess became much too small by the very next day. No one had ever heard of such a thing. The princess kept growing bigger and bigger. Soon she was even taller than the king and queen. They were beside themselves with worry. Just how much more was she going to grow? Oh no! The poor princess was now almost too big for the castle itself. She cried and cried, and her giant tears fell to the ground, flooding the castle. Then, at last, the king remembered his dream. This must be the dangerous spell the white bird had warned him about. He knew he had to break it, but how? So he summoned all the best scholars in his kingdom. Together, they tried everything they could to break the spell. But no matter what they did, nothing worked.
The king had no choice. He had to move his princess to the tallest tower in the castle. Even then, she kept growing, bigger and bigger and bigger. The tower started to bulge. The walls began to crack, and poof! The top of the tower burst open. The king wrung his hands in despair. "I can't give up," he thought. "I have to save my daughter." And with hope in his heart, he looked up at his giant princess, and that's when he saw it. There, in the tower window. It was the princess's belly button, and something was tucked inside it. Something shiny. "What on earth is that?" cried the king. He had a ladder brought at once and began to climb the crumbling tower. When the king got to the tower window, he reached out for the shiny object. As he did, he tickled the princess's tummy. The princess giggled and the tower rocked back and forth. Any moment now, the tower was going to fall down. Then there was a pop, and out of the princess's belly button dropped a shiny black seed, right into the king's hand. Guess what happened next? The princess suddenly grew smaller and smaller. "The spell is broken," cried the king with joy in his heart. That's how the king broke the spell, and he and his family lived happily ever after. And though the princess was now a lot smaller, she was still a little bigger than the average princess. And what of the shiny black seed? Well, it was planted in the castle garden, where it grew into a giant flower, which soon became a field of giant flowers. The people of the kingdom call the flowers big princesses, and to this day, they tend to them with much love and care. The end.